following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello and welcome to the Why Pod, where we ask questions that you would never have thought of with answers you won't hear anywhere else. My name is Grant, and the man here who answers all my insane questions, who struggles to put on pants daily, Rob.
I am here. I don't know why I struggle to put on pants daily.
Well, you wouldn't put them on if you didn't have to. I mean, you get out of bed and you're like, ugh, pants.
No, I always put on my pants. I love putting on pants. I love wearing pants.
Put them on one leg at a time like anyone else.
I put them on both legs at a time. That's crazy. I'm wild. I just jump into pants.
That's because you're special. That's why you're intelligent.
Like, if you've ever seen me try on pants at a department store, I'm just like, and I jump into it.
Okay, so today.
Speaking of jumping into things.
We're jumping into the topic.
Yeah.
I need to know, why do urinals exist? Like, men are the only people who use them. And, like, women can sit down. Men can just go into the toilet. We don't need urinals. So why are they there?
I feel like revenge had a big part in urinals. I think that the person who made urinals was, like, I don't know. Is that, like, a job where, like, who designed urinals? Like, who has the occupation to design urinals?
See, I always thought urinals are weird because they keep changing. There's never one consistent urinal design. There's a consistent toilet. Toilets don't change. Every toilet's identical. But urinals, there's different shapes. There's, like, troughs. What's with all the urinals?
Well, do we know who makes urinals? Is that, like, is toilet engineer a career?
Well, they probably make other things besides urinals, but yes, they also produce
urinals. I'm just thinking, like, I imagine in the early stages of urinals, I don't know what time period this was. I'm assuming this was around the turn of the century, from 19th to the 20th century.
You're supposed to know these things.
Well, yeah. The urinals were invented in 1935 by the Germans.
Oh.
When Hitler took over the Nazi regime, he tried to take over all the countries in Europe, but one thing that he couldn't do was he couldn't, like, really stick it to the Jews and other countries. And you know the Germans, they're a very, like, intuitive culture. They like to make stuff that's, like, really awesome.
Yes, yeah.
Well, he thought, I can really stick it to people living in the other countries by making making a toilet that splashes back all the pee on all the guys.
But only he's only targeting the men?
Yeah, he's only targeting the men because he's not a jerk. Jewish men.
How is this targeted for Jewish people?
Because Jewish people use urinals all the time.
Everyone used urinals. I didn't know it was a Jewish thing.
Well, it was originally a Jewish thing.
Oh, okay.
But it just spread to, like, everybody else. We just weren't alive then. It was, like, the 1950s to the 1960s. That's when urinals became, like, an everybody kind of thing. Like, it used to be, like, there were white toilets and, like, or there was just, like, every other nationality, and there were Jewish toilets, and they were all urinals. And Hitler made it like this so that whenever the Jewish people peed in the toilet, it would get splashed back on their legs and on their feet.
Does it have something to do with circumcision that, like, attracted them to the urinals?
It could have something. Yeah, I imagine that had a big part in it because he thought, I don't know much about Jewish people other than I want them to die, but I know that they have something different than what I have, so I'm going to make it hard for them to pee. Like, I'm going to make their pee experience a lot harder. I'm going to make them pee all over their leg.
And thus, the urinal was invented.
And that's how the urinal was invented. And now we just all use it because the joke, actually, it was on Hitler because we all like urinals now.
We do.
As men. Young adult males, we love to pee and not toilet bowls.
Yeah, we're just getting back to the commies.
Exactly.
He wasn't even a commie, he was a Nazi, but we're getting back at all of them.
I actually only use urinals because I just don't want to touch the stall door. That's, like, unless I want to, like, kick it down like a police officer.
Well, shockingly, Hitler inspired all of us, according to you.
Exactly.
And create the urinal.
So are you going to tell me now, is this the part of the show where you tell me that I was right?
I did some research, extensive research, and I'm going to tell you what I figured out about urinals.
Okay.
And you were actually pretty close that it was about revenge, kind of.
Whoa!
Yeah, which is a little shocking. You're off on the date. The first patent for the urinal was by Andrew Rankin in 1866.
Sounds pretty German.
This was during the women's suffrage movement, so, like, women were getting, like, more rights.
1866?
1866. And there's two theories of why it was invented, both because of revenge. The first theory is that men wanted, like, something exclusive for them, like an all-boys club, so, like, they made the urinal, so they would feel, like, more confident. And the second theory is it was actually invented by a woman, but she couldn't get the patent, so she had Rankin have the patent, and it was to embarrass men by having them to stand up and pee, and, like, just deal with the awkward scenario that urinals cause.
That's interesting, because I think it's awkward to sit down and pee. I mean, like, in a public place.
Well, you can still stand up and pee in a toilet.
I guess so.
But I also have another interesting thing that I didn't think you would touch on at all, but you actually touched on this, is race in toilets. Like, this is actually a true thing. During the Civil Rights Movement, there was a Southern state senator who wanted to make all toilets, like, only white people could use urinals. That's his goal. But he made a mistake, and he put, urinals were to be white only. So the Supreme Court passed this, thinking he wants them to be porcelain white for sanitary reasons, so that they can be clean. They just misworded it, so that's why most urinals are white now.
Interesting. I do have all the answers, as you do know, because I was pretty darn close. We've done this a couple of times, and this is pretty... I'm psychic.
Yeah, you're pretty spot on.
Pretty spot on.
Well, that concludes the Wide Pod. If you have any questions for us, you can contact us in some way, probably. So, leave us a why question for Rob to answer next time.
At an undisclosed email address location.
Goodbye.